Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from Luke 1, we heard a moment ago, the words of Mary, the mother of our Lord. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. This is God's word. We are in the season of trading, gift exchanges. We still do it in our family. Today I was out doing shut-in visits throughout the day, and I stopped to pick up a gift for my sister-in-law. I'm not getting a gift for either of my brothers or my sister or any of their kids. Well, I think Sophie's got a gift for one nephew, and I think Heather's got a gift for another. You see, we mix up names. Instead of us all trying to buy gifts for everyone, we just each buy one gift. It's kind of nice. Or not so nice if the person who gets your name isn't very good at giving gifts. We did this all the time in grade school. Perhaps some of you did as well. Secret Santa, you get someone's name. And you have to get them a gift. And you don't want to be the kid who gets a crummy gift. Whose person's name, the name that you have, doesn't like what they get. I'm impressed at my kids when they do Secret Santa. They take it quite seriously. I think my mom just picked out my gift for me. I didn't think a whole lot about it. Some trades are less equal than others. Consider the sort of exchange that Mary speaks of when she sings her song in our gospel tonight. You see, unlike the rest of the Protestant church, we Lutherans have great, great admiration for the Virgin Mary. We will even go so far as to call her the Blessed Virgin, because she certainly is. Look at what God has chosen her for. And yet, she's not the object of our worship, not the one who receives our prayers, certainly not, but certainly a wonderful, wonderful picture of a gloriously unequal trade. She sings of God in our gospel tonight that he has shown strength with his arm and scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. God's in the business of working trades, and they're not like our Secret Santa trades, which we seek to be as fair as possible. A lot of classrooms and groups will set price limits on that Secret Santa, so you don't have one person spending $5 and another person spending $50. That's not any kind of trade you want to be involved in. But what sort of trade is involved when it's God on high who reigns over all things and mankind, you and me, sinful, wicked, corrupt. You know your own heart. I know mine. I know what's in it. And collectively, I would imagine if you were to pool together the filth of our collective hearts, it might be one of the most foul things we could imagine. Nonetheless, those are the hearts that the God in heaven said, yeah, I want to get my hands on those. I want them. And I will give in exchange for Jim's sinful heart and Roxy's sinful heart and Roger's sinful heart and Sophia's sinful heart and Matt's sinful heart. He said, in exchange for those hearts and all that's in them, and as corrupt as they are, I'm going to give my son, the Holy Son of God. Mary talks of this sort of reversal of roles, reversal of fortunes. He's brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He's filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. When we hear Mary talk about the mighty and the rich and the full, we assume she's talking about, well, spoiled people. People who've got it good, but they don't know it. They're all going to get theirs, right? They're going to be brought low. He's going to scatter the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He's going to bring down the mighty from their thrones. He's going to fill the hungry with good things and exalt those of humble estate. But those rich, he's going to send them empty away. Sounds like Mary is saying, boy, all those self-righteous, self-important, all those other people, they're going to get theirs. Because God's going to make it right, isn't he? He's going to take all us poor, humble people. He's going to exalt us. But all the judgy people and all the people who hate on us for our Christian faith, yeah, they're going to get it. But in the context of the Christmas story, who is the mighty brought down from a throne? Who is the rich who is sent empty away? Isn't it God himself? Isn't he the mighty one on the throne who steps down from his throne to take on the sins of the world? Isn't he the one with the riches of heaven who is emptied of all his glory and eternal power so that he can hang dead on a tree? And in exchange, those of humble estate, those who, as St. Matthew would put it, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they're filled. The humble are exalted. You and me. What a gloriously inequitable trade. He gives up his throne in heaven to be laid in a manger, born of a virgin, to die on a cross. And we, with sin-stained hearts, blackened minds and souls and consciences, with all our guilt and vice and shame, we're raised up. We're exalted. It is the most inequitable Christmas gift exchange ever. He sets aside his heavenly glory to take on your sin. And you get to be called children of God. The Son takes on humanity. Humanity gets a place in glory. The Son sets aside his throne in exchange for a cross. We bring our crosses and our guilt and our shame, and in exchange are given a crown of righteousness. Thanks be to God that he has dealt with us so unfairly, at least according to our standards. We might gripe and complain if our gift exchanges went as poorly as God's did. But that's all from our point of view. God has seen fit to carry the weakness of your flesh, to carry your sin on his own flesh of humanity. God has seen fit. It has delighted our God in heaven to save you and to save me. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.